Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Previously on Killjoy.
You're a journalist. Follow the story. And if the story is boring, give it a little slap.
I was running out of time, and Ezra, my boss, was running out of patience. I was determined to make serious headway. I had to think creatively. And then it hit me. On the night of Joy's murder, witnesses said they saw Gary leaving the bar at 7 p.m. and returning at 7:45 p.m. That's 45 minutes in total. If Gary did do it, he would have had to return home, slaughter his wife, drag her body to Sharon's Creek, set fire to her remains, and then return to the bar to finish his pitcher of beer. Yes, this seems entirely possible for someone to do. But according to Google Maps, it would take 3 hours to make this journey by foot. I knew what I had to do. I had to show beyond any doubt that Gary could not do this on foot by himself in such a short amount of time. Did you have any mannequins, like a female mannequin around my height?
We use them to display the clothes, but I'm sure you could borrow one though. What's it for?
You know what? Never mind. If you're just joining me, you're listening to Killjoy. I'm Amy Upright, Chapter 6, The Slap. I decided that a mannequin wouldn't quite replicate a human body. Although it was the right shape, it was not the correct weight. I needed something with a similar composition to human tissue. Hey, I was wondering if you could give me a quote on something. I need a man-sized quantity of meat.
We have some specials on lamb.
No, the amount of meat that's the same size as a man.
I guess that a whole pig, which weighs like 60 kilos, would probably set you back about 300 or 400 bucks.
Right. Is there anything else that you'd have that's like in my price range?
How much do you want to spend?
Like $10.
Yeah. I'll have a look out the back.
It seemed like an extravagant plan, but so absurd that it might even work.
Found some pig heads out the back. My boss is like, you can just have them, so.
Oh my god.
Do you want me to bag them up for you?
Yeah, that would be great. I watched the lively young butcher place the meat in the black rubbish bag. He reminded me a lot of Gary from a photo he gave me when he was younger. Similar build and maybe even the same height. Brawny and ropey, but ropey in a good way. I decided then that if I was to test my hypothesis, I needed to get someone with a similar body shape to the convicted killer. There was no way I could do this task alone. My mind was built for this job. But not my classical gamin frame.
I'm Amy, by the way. And I'm new to this town.
I'm nice to meet you. I'm Noah.
Listen, Noah. I was wondering if you had any plans, you know, this evening.
That
afternoon, I took the large pieces of meat into my bedroom and proceeded to sew them together with fishing line. Within a few hours, I had managed to stitch together what looked like a mangled corpse made entirely from pig's heads. Perfect for recreating a crime. Perfect for justice. That night, I managed to find a discarded wheelbarrow outside someone's house. I wheeled the 120 pounds of meat to the car park and waited for Noah.
Hi, Noah.
So, where do you want me to push these to?
Okay, so everything's all set up. I'll start my timer when we get to the first location.
On the night of the murder, Gary was seen drinking his usual a half gallon of beer mixed with lemonade and bourbon.
Do I have to drink both of these?
Yeah, if you feel comfortable doing that, then yes, you do have to drink both of those.
After Noah finishes the pre-mixed beverage, I take him around the back of Joy and Gary's home. I start my timer.
So, he stabbed her.
Yeah.
She's dead.
So, he would have, not that he did, taken her body to Sharon's Creek.
You want me to walk there with this bag of pig's head?
Yes. Yes, that is the theory.
I don't mean to be rude, Amy, but anyone could tell you that it would probably take at least 2 hours.
Yeah, but the point of recreating a crime is to actually recreate it, okay? Okay, look. Okay, I'll start my timer. Okay, get ready and go!
As I watched the inebriated young man run through the forest with the sewn pig's carcass over his shoulder, I couldn't help notice how conspicuous he was. There was a part of me that did wonder if Gary did do this. Then surely someone would have seen a drunk grown man stumbling around with his wife's dead body. It was getting cold and I was getting tired. I decided to go back to the bar and wait for Noah. Plus, being at the bar gave me a chance to interview the person who served Gary on the night of Joy's murder, Chastity Brown.
I remember that night like it was yesterday, actually, because it was my first shift and I was 13, so I had to keep hiding in the water cupboard when the police came round.
Wait, so what was Gary that night?
Where was Gary that night?
Yeah, that's what I said.
By the way, the reason why I'm slurring my words is that it was very late and I was exhausted. And when I'm tired, sometimes my Midwest accent comes out.
Well, I remember Gary coming in and buying a drink, and then Joy came round a little bit later. She got me to remake her G&T because she said it was spicy? What else? Gary was playing pool and I think he was losing. He was just real distant or something. It was like something was really wrong with him that night.
Aw, Gary loses so bad. It's not fair. It's so sad.
And then he disappeared for a while, and then when he came back, he was even older.
Did you see where he went to?
Okay, look, Amy, I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? He did do it, honey. Like, we all think he did do it. He used to hang out for washing. I mean, that's not the sign of a serial killer.
At this point, Noah arrives at the bar.
Noah, you're not allowed to be in here. You're too young. I could get fined.
I'm not drinking, Chastity.
That's not the point, Noah.
To my horror, I look at my stopwatch. 45 minutes. Noah's time matches Gary's perfectly.
How did you do that so fast?
Oh, I found a shortcut. You just slide down a hill.
Oh, I know that hill. You look like you slid down a bloody hill.
That's because it did.
What would you look like?
I decide to call it a night. I get back to my room at the bed and breakfast. I upload the audio onto my laptop. I have a shower. But as I come out of my ensuite bathroom, I notice something disturbing. Something disgraceful. Something.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.